Good evening. Welcome to Oasis Christian Centre Good Friday evening service. We're really pleased that you've joined us today. The service is only going to last for just about an hour, but we're going to really reflect together on the significance of today, Good Friday, the day that Jesus Christ died and gave up his life for each one of us. So I want to just welcome you, whether you're part of the Oasis Church family or whether you're tuning in and maybe visited us before, or maybe this is even your first time. You are really, really welcome. Later on, we are going to be sharing communion together, and if you'd like to join in with that, please grab yourself a little bit of bread and some juice and be ready for that part of the service later on. So we're going to begin with a song that talks about just the amazing love that Jesus has for each one of us, so that he would give up his life on this Good Friday.
My death he pays, and my death he dies. Who has believed our message? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering, familiar with pain, like one from whom people hide their faces. He was despised, and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. We considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. but he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. For we all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. Yet who of his generation protested? He was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was punished. He was assigned a grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life an offering for sin, he will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After he has suffered, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors.
Suffering to give us life, through sacrifice, and as they crucify, praise Father, forgive. Oh, the mystery, meekness and majesty, bow down and worship, for this is your God the invisible, love indestructible, in frailty appears. Lord of infinity, stooping so tenderly, lifts our humanity to the heights of His throne.
Have anyone in your life who, after they've read a really good book or watched a really good film, they get so excited and animated in telling you about what's happened that they tell you how the story ends too? I usually get really frustrated when the end of the story is spoilt, because it robs me of the chance of going on the twists and turns of how the story unfolds and what happens next. And that's kind of how I feel about Good Friday too. Good Friday, we already know how the story ends. But today, instead of feeling frustrated about knowing how the story ends, I feel really excited. I feel really thankful and grateful that I've got a spoiler, that I know the spoiler as to how the story ends. Today, as we share communion together, there can be a sense in which we should come with sorrow and mourning, because this is the day that Jesus would have given up his life for us. But we know how the story ends. We know how the Easter weekend story ends, in that Jesus rises again from the grave. But not only that, we know how the ultimate story ends, in that Jesus is coming back as King to rule and reign over all. We have multiple spoilers which help us in how we live today and how we celebrate this Easter weekend. So as we share in communion today, I invite you to come with a posture of hope, expectation, anticipation, knowing how the story ends, both that Jesus is alive today and that he is reigning on high, but also the ultimate story, that we can have ultimate confidence and hope for the narrative of our lives through the twists and turns of how life is unfolding day by day. We can have confidence in God that Jesus is coming back as our reigning King. So with all that said, let us share in communion together now. And I'm reading from Mark 14. It says, "As they were eating, Jesus took some bread and blessed it. He then broke it in pieces and gave it to the disciples, saying, take it, for this is my body. So let's share in that together now. And then it goes on to say, and he took a cup of wine and gave thanks to God for it. He gave it to them and they all drank from it. And he said to them, this is my blood, which confirms the covenant between God and his people. It is poured out for the sacrifice of many. Let's share in that now. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you that you sent your Son into the world that we might have life and hope and know the freedom and joy that comes from knowing Jesus. Lord, we thank you for giving up your life for us on this day, many, many thousands of years ago, that we might know you and come into relationship with you, know forgiveness of sins, know eternal life. And Lord, today I pray that you would help us in our confidence of the future hope, not only that you are reigning on high, that you have risen from the dead, but also that you are coming back as King and Lord over all. Lord, we thank you for this hope and confidence that you give us. Help us to live in this truth day by day, moment by moment, through all the twists and turns in the narrative of life. Lord, we thank you that your presence is here with us today and that you hear our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Is a rich man worth more than a poor man? A stranger worth less than a friend? Is a baby worth more than an old man? Your beginning worth more than your end? Is a president worth more than his assassin? Does your value decrease with your crime? Like when Christ took the place of Barabbas, would you say he was wasting his time? How much do you think you're worth? Would anyone stand up and say, would you say that someone is worth nothing until someone is willing to pay? If you heard that your life had been valued, that a price had been paid on the nail, would you ask, what was traded? How much? Who paid it? Who was he? What was his name? If you heard that his name was called Jesus, would you say that the price was too dear? Held to the cross, not by nails, but by love. It was you and I broke his heart, not a spear. Would you say it was worth what it cost him? You say no, but the price stays the same. If that doesn't make you cry, laugh it off passing by. But just remember the day when you threw it away. He gave what he thought you were worth.
So how much do you think you're worth? Do you ever wonder that? Of course, to someone who lives on the other side of the world from you, who's never, ever, ever met you, doesn't even know that you exist, then I would guess in a way you're not worth very much, you're worth very little. But to those who you live with, those who love you most, to them you'll be worth so much more. Some of us believe that what we're worth is tied up in what we do. So you might be your family breadwinner, or maybe you have caring responsibilities for someone. Perhaps you have young children and you feel that you have a lot of value because, after all, what would they do without you? The problem with feeling that we're worth something because of what we do is, what happens when that changes? What happens when you get older and maybe you retire, or your health prevents you from doing what you once did? Perhaps your children leave home and no longer need you in the same way as they did when they were little. Are you still worth anything? What happens when you get even older and may become dependent on others? Are you a burden? You don't want to be, but are you just a burden now to your family, no longer worth anything? Perhaps you look at your life and you see the things that you've done, and there's things that you wish you hadn't done, decisions that you wish you'd never made. Words perhaps that you spoke to people and they caused hurt and you wish you could take them back. Do you think that you're worth less because you messed up? When you see other people leading their perfect lives, well, they look perfect on Facebook and Instagram anyway. Do you think those people have more value than you do? On Good Friday, a couple of thousand years ago, Jesus died. He died the cruelest death ever known to man, and he died to redeem, or to buy back, the people that he had created. He didn't die just to redeem the people that we think have value. He died to redeem anyone who believes in him. He died to redeem you. John 3, verse 16 and 17 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so whoever believes in him shall not die but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." Why did Jesus need to die? You know, I was doing some gardening this week and I was tidying up a pot and there was a dandelion growing out of the pot. Needless to say, I didn't plant it. It had just kind of made its home there. And I tried everything to pull that dandelion out of the pot. And in the end, all that happened is that the leaves broke off. And the pot now looks great. No leaves, you can't see the dandelion. But I know that in a few days, that dandelion is going to reappear. The only way to fully get rid of that weed would be to kill it. And you know, the only way to eradicate sin from this world is death. Only death is a price high enough to deal with the problem. In Romans 5, verse 15 to 19, this is taken from the Message version, which is a more modern translation of the Bible. And it talks about how sin came into the world through one man. And yet Jesus, as one man, dealt with it. And it says this: "Yet the rescuing gift is not exactly parallel to the death-dealing sin. If one man's sin put crowds of people at the dead-end abyss of separation from God, just think what God's gift poured through one man, Jesus Christ, will do. There's no comparison between that death-dealing sin and this generous, life-giving gift. The verdict on that one sin was the death sentence. The verdict on the many sins that followed was this wonderful life sentence. If death got the upper hand through one man's wrongdoing, can you imagine the breathtaking recovery that life makes, absolute life, in those who grasp with both hands this wildly extravagant life gift, this grand setting everything right that the one man, Jesus Christ, provides?" Here it is in a nutshell. Just as one person did it wrong and got us all into this trouble with sin and death, another person did it right and got us out of it. But more than just getting us out of trouble, he got us into life. One man said no to God and put many people in the wrong. One man said yes to God and put many people in the right. Why would God send his son Jesus to do this? Why would Jesus go through so much suffering? It's because you and I, he thinks, are worth it. You are worth it. To God, you are immeasurably, immensely valuable. Valuable enough to allow his son to go through what he did on Good Friday. Valuable enough to want to redeem your life. Yes, even if you've messed it up. In the New Testament, in 2 Corinthians, this is a letter written by the Apostle Paul, and in chapter 5, verse 18 to 20, it says, "All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them." So what are you worth? You are worth the love of God shown through Christ. You are worth his amazing grace.
That saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that
Good Friday is all about God's love for us, his amazing love for every one of us today, that we are loved by God, we're precious to God, so much so that he gave us the best he could, the best gift he could, which was Jesus Christ. You may be wondering, what does Jesus mean for me? How is he relevant today? And we'd love you to connect with us. You can ask us questions. We can speak with you and explain more if you'd like to do that, if you've got questions that you'd like answered. So you can connect with me, Robin, at oasischristiancentre.org.uk, or Pastor Rachel, which is Rachel at oasischristiancentre.org.uk. We'd love to connect with you and talk more if you'd like to do that. So let's pray as we close this service now. Father God, first of all, I want to thank you so much that you love each of us so much, that you gave your very best, the best you could give us. You sent your son, Jesus Christ, your precious son, Jesus Christ, to come on this earth and to die for our sins, to take our sins away so that we can be restored and have a loving relationship with you. Thank you, Jesus, that you came. Thank you, Jesus, that you chose, that you loved us so much that you chose to die in our place. What greater friend and person could we know than you? Thank you for paying the price for us. Thank you for giving us a fresh start and a new start and a new opportunity to know God the Father. So today we pray for anybody that's inquiring or wanting to know more about the Christian faith. We pray, Father, that we'd be able to help them today and that they would be open today to receive Jesus. Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I hope that this last hour has just really helped you to reflect and to focus on the amazing message of Easter, the death of Jesus. And you know, over the next couple of days, we're going to begin to look forward to Sunday morning, which of course is the day we celebrate the resurrection, the day that Jesus came back to life. And we're going to do that at 10:30 on Sunday morning. It will be broadcast from Oasis Christian Centre at 10:30. Or if you're of a younger age and you want to see our kids' own Easter celebration, then that begins at 10:15. So you can just log on exactly the same place as you've logged on tonight for this service on Sunday. We look forward to seeing you and celebrating the resurrection of Jesus together. Thank you.
Make it count, leave a mark, build a name for yourself. Dream your dreams, chase your heart above all else. Make a name, the world.